The Gardener's Bench is brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, Domer Dreamscapes, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by AirTech Heating and Air. And now here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rector.
And good morning and welcome to the Gardener's Bench. We're here every Saturday morning live 8:30 to 9 on WRHI AM 1340 FM 100.1 and worldwide on WRHI.com. Well, after Thursday, anything's a blessing.
Like I said, drought conditions are over.
You're not going to believe this, but Fox weather thing yesterday, a clown gets up there and says, Thursday we had 7.5 inches of rain a day. And then the next thing out of his mouth is, well, the areas where we've got drought.
Oh, funny.
You tell people you had 7.5 inches of rain, then you start talking about drought.
That was a lot. I had 5 inches in my rain gauge, and my dad had about 6, but most rain gauges won't even hold more than 6. Mine holds right at 5, but it was not running over, but it was.
Yeah, I think everybody around the area had about 6 from what I heard. And that was what was forecasted, so they were about on.
4 to 7's last I heard. Now, I don't think we got quite as much as the east, southeast side of town did.
Yeah.
They had a lot of roads flooded and all that, where I really didn't see that much out of our way, but I didn't get out.
Some limbs blown down a little bit and wasn't super. I think what happens, you know, when it rains like that, the roots get loose on trees and they kind of.
Doesn't take much wind to blow.
Probably a tree was not in good shape to begin with, and then it just takes off. Boom. Think of it on Heckle, 901 had a tree fall down.
They had one, according to Rhonda, said it on this station that out at Parham Road and Mount Gallant, right near the church, fell in the road. But I never could get any details on it, so I don't know.
Well, we did. I think we survived it pretty good. Yeah. Kids went to school in a tropical depression. That's not some news. First day of school, that's kind of ominous for the year.
I don't know. Last night it's saying there's another one out.
Yep, Ernesto is out there in the middle of the Atlantic. So.
And it's heading for the Caribbean, so we'll see.
It's time for that to happen.
Now,
it's prime time for it now through middle of late September, I guess.
I think it was Edisto that tornado hit.
I saw a little bit of that,
Took out some buildings and all. And
it was definitely bad down there. I mean, Charleston was flooded pretty good. And Hilton Head had like 15 inches, I think. So it's a lot of rain.
Tommy got home Saturday.
That's good.
But he said it got – problem down in Hilton Head is there's not much drainage. Mm-hmm. For some reason, down there.
Well, it's because it's an island.
It's an island, but part of it's on mainland now.
But yeah, it is.
The sand is a little bit looser, I guess. And the wind blows 40-mile-an-hour wind. It's almost a sandstorm.
Oh yeah.
And Wilmington's supposedly got a good bit too. I talked to my sister last night up in Raleigh, and she said they got about 7 inches.
So. Well, after all the rain up in Greensboro for the Tropical Depression, they're trying to play that golf tournament this week, and last night they had a storm set on them and dumped about 5 more inches of rain. Like, just wasn't even a big thing. It just sat there. Like,
is that the Wyndham?
Yeah. So, I mean, that's
they were going
fun for people working on a golf course to try to get that thing ready.
They were going
to
actually play that thing on Thursday. And it rained since midnight, and they're going to try to play golf on Thursday.
I think they finished one round now, so today they're trying to do maybe a round and a half and then do the other one Sunday.
I don't even understand how they could walk on it after that.
Yeah.
That's right.
People squeegeeing, doing stuff, and I guess they're playing lift, clean, and place. When you hit the ball, it splatters. You pick it up, clean it, and put it down.
Nah, I don't know.
They're good enough to do it.
I just don't think that would be real pleasurable.
Well, they have to play it because they got another one next week, so it's not like you can
just
cancel it. Oh,
yeah, they got one. They play it Monday or Tuesday.
This is the end of the season now for golf. Playoffs, they call it. So top 60 goes after this week, I think, and then keeps whittling it down.
And you and Jake going to be in the top 40?
We're just outside of it.
Didn't quite make
it. Yeah, Jay's right in front. He's playing better than me right now.
Well, the one problem we've run into, Tommy was at the beach, so Rhonda was doing the vegetable picking at the garden.
Uh-huh.
Well, she picked 12 cantaloupes last week.
Wow.
They're all coming in. Right.
That's the problem. Sometimes you have a garden and everything.
And really, the rain.
Now you got to watch out for fungus on plants and insects.
Actually, on gardens, this is kind of late.
Yeah.
Really, probably 3 or 4 weeks ago would have been
perfect. Yeah.
But it rained so much in the spring, people couldn't get it planted on time.
Yeah.
So now you get in, this late, you get more bugs and insects and diseases anyway.
Should have already produced and been done, but.
He said yesterday that the squash are done now, pretty much.
I pulled one of my watermelons.
Rhonda pulled one.
I didn't cut it yet. I'm going to cut it probably tonight.
She cut it, and it's one of them round ones.
That's what mine is, a dark green. Yeah. Looks like a bowling ball.
And they say they would be about 10 inches. Well, they're a good bit over 10 inches.
Yeah, mine's over. That one is. But I've got a bunch of them in there still that are growing that are smaller. Well, but
we're going to have probably 8 or 10 come in on the same day.
Yeah.
That's what it looks like.
Watermelon Fest. We'll bring them up here.
And we can have a fest up here, but right now we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to the Gardener's Bench. I've got to ride like the wind to be free again.
And I've got such a long way to go. At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Have you noticed an unusually quiet backyard recently? Less singing and chirping coming from nearby trees? This doesn't mean your feathered friends have already migrated. Actually, most are undergoing their annual molt, which is the changing of feathers, and birds desire extra rest and solitude during this time. So make sure you continue to offer a source of healthy food with stocked bird feeders nearby. Get your seed at Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
Your home is the best defense against dust and viruses. This is Benny Etter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
You're constantly cleaning your home, right? Well, it also makes good sense to clean your heating and air systems at least twice a year. For only $99, our trained technicians will clean and service your unit and make sure it's running efficiently all year long.
No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call 327-7100.
Rocks, rocks, rocks. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come to our store and see our huge selection of Tennessee boulders, fieldstone, flagstone, river rock, and more. Also, have our staff deliver all kinds of mulches to your house. Cedar, brown, chocolate, black, or double hammered hardwood. Come to our store, 4372 Old York Road, Rock Hill, South Carolina, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
Okay, we're back to the Gardener's Bench.
The fastest gardening show in Carolinas.
And Matthew's on a roll with his music today, so anyway.
Pretty outside today. It's a little cloudy. Everybody's probably got a lot of yard work to do today.
It's comfortable today.
Yeah. It's going to be 90, though, so go on and get out there.
90 is not hot anymore.
It's not, but yesterday felt kind of warm, I guess, because it was 75 rain the other day, so. made it seem warmer. All the water's coming out of the ground, you know, and you're absorbing into the environment. It kind of humidity's up.
If you say so, I'm not going to.
Probably wasn't very hot in your living room where you were sitting.
I was sitting.
Taking your nap.
I was sitting in the den.
Did you?
In my recliner.
I love it. I love my recliner.
I don't know what I'm going to be in
it. After work today, that's where I'm going to go. Get in the recliner.
It wasn't yesterday. It must have been Thursday with the rain. Mm. They were talking 95 and up next week. This morning they're talking 85 to 89. I'm going, that's 10
to 10. I heard 78 one day. I looked yesterday, but it can change, you know. I don't look more than a.
That's 10 degrees different. That's pretty major this time of year. But anyway.
Could we be done with the 95?
No.
It's still August.
I don't think it's going to be as bad as June was. Yeah. But I don't think we're done with it either.
What's today? August 10th? No.
12th.
Is it the 10th? It is the 10th.
Yeah, it's the 10th.
10th all day.
This just in.
Today's
breaking
August
news.
10th.
Breaking news.
So we got a third of the way through August. So. Yeah.
Well, what you got to realize, and people tend to forget, Labor Day kind of traditionally the start.
Yeah.
Fall doesn't hit till September 22nd.
Yeah, no. But I'd be happy to see Labor Day. We'll be closed that day.
I don't know what's Saturday. Going on with all these people that work in the landscaping industry.
Closing.
That like hot weather and
we're soft now, Steve.
You're getting old and lazy.
Everybody's soft and want to take days off, stuff like that.
That's right.
Work from home.
Yeah.
I didn't go to work Thursday for the first time in years.
Wow.
But I got up and I got ready to go outside and I looked out the back door and it was pouring.
Yeah, you didn't want to get your hair wet, did you?
Rhonda said, you'll get drowned getting to the car. I said, you're right. So I'll look at it later.
You only been retired 9 months.
Oh.
Finally took a day off.
No.
I've been retired since June 10th, 2023. So it's 15 months.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
And one day off.
Yeah.
Well, I quit going to work on Saturdays.
There you go.
Yeah, I had done that for 43 years.
You don't clock in anymore, do you?
I never did clock in. Never did.
Didn't have to when you own your own business.
24/7.
Well, I was on salary, and I worked way more than 40 hours a week. Yeah.
You and Tommy put in some hours every week.
I'll tell you what, the truth is, if you're over 65, you don't need to be working 65 hours a week.
No.
It hurts.
Yeah, it does.
But when you can't get enough help, guess what you do?
Retire.
I had doubts about it at first, but it's turned out to be a good thing.
It's going to be good. Get yourself in shape.
If we get that thing closed down, and I'm beginning to think that was one of my better decisions. Because we had people wanting to buy it. The problem there was they wanted the land under.
Yeah.
But the business doesn't own the land or didn't own it.
Yeah. That's your family.
Well, Tommy and I own the business. Our sister's involved in the land.
Yeah.
There's three of us in the land. And they thought they'd buy the business and get a deal on the land. That wasn't going to happen. So
you can buy the business and move it where you want it.
Well, we looked at that and then finally I said, this is going to be a disaster, so we're going to just sell it off. Selling the plants off wasn't bad.
Are they all gone now?
Yeah.
Okay, no more plants there.
Well, there's some there, but there's some people that bought them and
picked
them up.
Yeah, the one you said had bought them and hadn't picked them up.
Somebody's come and got some of them. I don't know if it's him or not, but once they paid me, they were my problem.
Yeah.
And that was 4 months
ago. Yeah, it was a long, because I remember going down there month or two ago and seeing the water running and those plants up near the building there. That was the last of them.
Yep. About half of them are gone now. I've called him. His number's not any good.
Oh, well, like you said, he paid for it.
But he bought them on Monday and told me to pick them up on Thursday, and that was 6 months ago. But it's, I don't know. Selling them equipment now. That's the big stuff wasn't a problem. The New Hollands and the trucks and the dump trucks and all that. We took that to Chester to Randy's auction.
Randy Ligon.
Yeah, Ligon's auction.
Special guest of the Gardener's Bench.
We need to get him back.
A couple of months ago. He was on here early this year.
Yeah. Okay, there's Matthew again. We'll be right back to the Gardener's Bench.
Sod, sod, sod. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill and see all our selections of sod we carry. Zoysia, Bermuda, St. Augustine, Centipede, and Fescue. We also carry the fertilizer that you will need for each of these grasses. You can take home a pamphlet with you to remind you when it's time to apply these products. Come see us, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Have you noticed an unusually quiet backyard recently? Less singing and chirping coming from nearby trees? This doesn't mean your feathered friends have already migrated. Actually, most are undergoing their annual molt, which is the changing of feathers, and birds desire extra rest and solitude during this time. So make sure you continue to offer a source of healthy food with stocked bird feeders nearby. Get your seed at Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
Make sure the air system in your home or business is free of dust, pollen, mold, and bacteria. This is Benny Etter. There has never been a better time to schedule complete cleaning and checkup. And if your heating and air system is over 10 years old, we can save you up to 40% on your energy costs.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better. No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call 327-7100, making weather better for three decades.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Okay, we're jamming now.
Rocky Balboa. Yeah.
Y'all don't pick a fight with each other.
Rocky 3.
Why would I want to fight with
Hulk Hogan, Clubber Lane?
Yeah, getting fired up.
Hulk Hogan and Mr. T. If I went home today after work and I just scrolling through the TV and saw that thing, I would cut on it and watch, sit there and watch it. It's hard not to watch
far.
It.
The 18?
Not A team. No.
You said Mr. T.
Yeah, he was in Rocky 3.
Oh.
He was Clubber Lane.
Yeah.
Oh, that was so long ago.
And Hulk Hogan was in there. Yeah, you remember his name?
Thunderlips.
Thunderlips.
That's right.
You two.
What'd he say is.
You two aren't right.
He was hilarious in there.
Yeah. And Clubber Lane, he killed Mickey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's sad, man.
Rocky had to get his revenge.
And we won't tell you the end, but
yeah, no spoilers.
Imagine what happened.
It's only 40. Movie's only 40 years.
Everybody's seen it three or four times.
I could be people out there who hadn't seen it.
Yeah,
and they probably don't care to see it.
Yeah, they might not never heard of it before. Yeah.
My wife's never seen the Rocky movies.
What?
Really? Yeah. She won't sit down and watch them.
That's poor husbandry.
Which one was in Russia or somewhere?
Four.
Yeah. Four.
Drago.
Yeah.
I'm Ivan Drago.
I must break him.
I will break you.
Apollo.
My voice is very low today. I have a little sinus thing going on, but it's like, I feel like the microphone, I'm rumbling it today.
Yeah. Well, let's quit the Rocky movie.
Let's stop talking about Rocky and start talking about grass for a minute. So Steve was asking me.
Well, all this rain we've had the last 3 weeks, especially Thursday.
Yeah, well.
We got to be having some problems on
the problem horizon. Could be actually insects and fungus, so you need to be aware of that. Fescue lawns right now, you kind of just, you've already done everything you can do. You're going to ride it out to the end of August, spray some weeds, really just with whatever chemical you have. Get rid of them, get ready to seed and aerate in September. The Bermuda Zoysia, I mean, you probably cut, I'm cutting my stuff up there twice a week, so it's growing like crazy if you've been fertilizing. So It's too. I had some couple of questions this week about seeding Bermuda. It's really too late to do that. We're on the end.
That's the really, spring thing.
End of July is what I usually say. But, you know, if you want to try it, and, you know, we traditionally have had warm September, so you never know.
Somebody asked me not long ago, I'll ask you, maybe, you know, the difference between hulled and unhulled Bermuda.
Hulled, okay. That's always, I always think about it backwards. So if it's unhulled, it's still in the shell.
Right.
So that's what you're supposed to plant, like early spring, put it in the ground. Even they say you do it in winter.
Yeah.
And then it'll come up in the spring when it get probably about May, it'll start coming up. So hulled is where the shell's cracked. It's ready to go. You're supposed to do that like Memorial Day through July.
Late.
I always got that backwards, but if you say it slowly, it makes sense. But
hulled and unhulled.
Yeah. This one has a shell, one doesn't. So one put in the ground, it kind of hibernates, I guess, and it comes up.
You can still get both of them?
Which is, I mean, to me, Bermuda's hard to grow. I mean, it's just zoysia seed, centipede, all that stuff's hard to grow because you got to water. You got to water four times a day for 2 weeks periodically, small amounts. And
yeah, most people don't have it. Access to do that.
Yeah, you got to have the ground tore up pretty good. You don't want it too deep, but then the seed is just so finite you could hold in your hand, just blow everywhere. So,
well, a long time ago we used to do sprigs on Bermuda. They still do it that way.
Our farm sends out for golf courses that we sell a grass called Tiff Eagle, which is for the putting greens, and that's how it gets sent to them usually. In bags of bushel baskets.
I'm not familiar with Tiff Eagle.
Yeah, it's an older variety, but people are going back to that. People used to have Mini Verde, Champion, all these different things. They hadn't worked out like they thought. So,
what did the country club go with when they redid it?
I think a Mini Verde. I never heard of.
And they had to cover it and uncover it.
You have to cover, like, in the winter. If it's not going to be, if it's down to 20, it's not going to be up to freezing, it's good to cover them. So it just protects them.
It wasn't country clubs. One over in Fort Mill.
Yeah.
One over in Fort Mill that they didn't cover it. It froze it out.
Yeah.
And that was several years
ago. Well, there's one over there that was, excuse me, over there by the lake.
Yeah.
That's
the one. Yes,
yeah. Number two. Good old golf days. But, yeah, right now, I mean, you can still fertilize your – it's the last chance to get your Bermuda hit it one more good time with some nitrogen. We have a 20-0-25 on our schedule, and you're going to go and get some growth if you're trying to cover up an area or something. You got till the end of probably mid-September to start kind of stopping, really. So Zoysia, you put an iron, kind of an iron product on there now. You don't want to feed it too hard going into fall.
I looked at mine yesterday, the front especially. Mm. Back is awesome. It's not very big. But the front, and it looks so good, I don't think I'm going to mess with it.
Yeah.
I mean, it really does look good.
Yeah, well, it's, like I say, all the irrigation in the world is not good as some good rain.
We've discussed that, and you're right.
Maybe we'll get some rain, you think?
They're talking Tuesday or Wednesday.
Yeah.
It's going to change.
They say if Ernesto stays on track, it could be to the U.S. by next weekend. So.
Yeah, Thursday or Friday.
It's just hard to believe how far it is out there. And
I told
how
you.
How slow they go.
I was talking to my sister last night in Raleigh. She worked Thursday with all that rain up there, but she's an engineer. Mm. And she said that they had four tornado alerts Thursday. They have a protocol they have to go through and all that. So. Anyway.
That's good.
Here we go again.
Time to jump. Let's jump to a break.
We're going
to
jump to a break? I don't think so. You go ahead. Since you got your hair cut, you can jump.
Yeah.
We'll be right back to the Gardener's Bench.
This is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Have you noticed an unusually quiet backyard recently? Less singing and chirping coming from nearby trees? This doesn't mean your feathered friends have already migrated. Actually, most are undergoing their annual molt, which is the changing of feathers, and birds desire extra rest and solitude during this time. So make sure you continue to offer a source of healthy food with stocked bird feeders nearby. Get your seed at Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Rocks, rocks, rocks. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come to our store and see our huge selection of Tennessee boulders, fieldstone, flagstone, river rock, and more. Also, have our staff deliver all kinds of mulches to your house. Cedar, brown, chocolate, black, or double hammered hardwood. Come to our store, 4372 Old York Road, Rock Hill, South Carolina, carolinafreshfarms.com.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better. No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
This is Benny Etter of AirTech Heating and Air. If your air conditioning and heating system is over 10 years old, call me at 327-7100 and we'll show you how you can save over 40% on your everyday home or business energy costs.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better. No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call 327-7100, making weather better for three decades.
Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
Okay, we're back to the gardener's bench. I'm looking out the window during the break, and people working in the yard already this morning.
Walking dogs.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure what he's doing over there, but he's out of the yard. So.
Hey, guy. Come on to Carolina Fresh. We're open 8 to 2 today. Get some mulch, fertilizers, chemicals.
The mulch is the interesting thing right now. I've had people say, you need to put it out in late summer and early fall. Well, the problem is when the leaves fall, it's going to cover up your mulch.
But that's true.
You could wait 3 months before you put the mulch out.
Sometimes really ain't a good time because my magnolia trees, they just kept dumping leaves.
Well, that's why I haven't really limbed up off the ground.
They actually quit doing it for a while. About May, maybe they stopped a little bit, but yeah.
Mine didn't. It's done ever since.
It's tough.
They went out there and limbed it up, weren't supposed to, and now it blows all over the yard.
Yeah, it does.
Stays in the bed.
Give you something to do.
But mine's about 35 feet tall, too.
Yeah. So I wanted to remind everybody that we are open today, 8 to 2. Also, the farmer's market is going on right now down at Fountain Park. They have goodies. They have breakfast down there you can get, coffees, vegetables, all kind of good stuff, so. My wife's down there right now.
Better grab your vegetables right now because it's getting ready in. Okay, we'll see you next week on the radio.
The Gardener's Bench has been brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, AirTech Heating and Air, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by Domer Dreamscapes. Be sure to join us again Saturday morning for The Gardener's Bench on WRHI.